Okay, so yesterday we presented the position of the Rambam. It's a little bit difficult and confounded many of the Nosei Kelim regarding the machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabban, and the Rambam seems to have a middle shita. And we spoke about the contribution of the Aruch HaShulchan that very much advances the discussion based on the Yerushalmi, but what we really tried to suggest is that the Rambam's basic idea was that the Sira Mishtaleach Hafilu L'Rabbanan was capable of being mechaper, because every Jew, even if he has personal deficiencies, is able to fall back on his status as a member of the Kahal. V'chiper bado v'ad beso, v'ad kol Kahal Yisrael. And as far as those averos, which are the averos hakalos, so those can be forgiven through the process of the Sira Mishtaleach. So when the Rambam goes on from there, I think he very much confirms his basic affiliation with the Rabbanan as opposed to Rebbe. The Rambam states in Halacha Gimel explicitly, we'll read the whole Halacha in a second, that Itzumo Shel Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper only for Shavim. So that's explicitly against the Shita of Rebbe, with the Shavim, the She'enan Shavim. So let's take a look inside. Bizman Hazeh She'en Sham Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Ve'en Lanu Mizbeach Kapara, Ein Sham Ela Tshuva. So that's a very powerful statement in its own right, right where in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam is certainly setting this up for emphasis, Ein Sham Ela Tshuva, Tshuva Mechaperes Al Kol HaVeros. Now the Rambam is going to explain to us in a second, and we'll read it all inside, that Tshuva Mechaperes Al Kol HaVeros could be a little bit misleading, because you would think that, okay, Tshuva, you know, independently is sufficient to be Mechaper Al Kol HaVeros, and the Rambam is going to explain that that's not really true, right, that they're actually, you know, Dalad Chiluke Averos, that we'll get to in a second, but the Rambam is certainly projecting Ein Sham Ela Tshuva, Tshuva Mechaperes Al Kol Averos, the indispensable nature of Tshuva, and I think this really confirms what we talked about earlier in the week in terms of the Tshuva Vidoy relationship, right? It's quite clear, right, that Mitzvahs Ase Achas, Hu Sheyashav Echot Mechato Lifnei Hashem V'Yisvada, right, the Tshuva is the essence, the Kiyam Shevaleva. Afilu Rashal Kol Yama V'Asa Tshuva Be'achrona, Ein maskirin lo shum davar meirisho shenemar mishas harasha lo yikashal ba beyom shuva meirisho. Ve'atzmo shal yom ha-kipurim mechaper l'shavim shitas ha-rabanan shenemar ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem. Not on this day, but through this day. And then the Rambam goes on to say, afal pi shatshuva mechaper asal hakol, ve'atzmo shal yom ha-kipurim mechaper yishaviru shen miskaperin l'shaitan v'yishaviru shen miskaperin el la'achar zman. This is the Rambam's way of formulating the idea that really it's tshuva, but sometimes it takes a little bit of time. Kate said, "Avar adam mitzvas asay she'ein bakaris v'asa tshuva nozaz misham ad shemochelin lo uve'elu nemar shuvu banim shuvu mirpa mishuvo sechem." Avar mitzvas lo asay she'ein bakaris kalos v'lo misas bezdin v'asa tshuva tshuva tolav yom akipur mechaper v'elu nemar ki vayom hazeh yechaper lechem. We just explained these two moshal yom akipur mechaper l'shavim. That's for the low sases. Overall, krisos and mesas bezdin vasa tshuva. So again, the Rambam wants to continue project that tshuva really is mechaperes al hakol, but just takes some extra time, so to speak. Tshuva v'yom ha-kipurim tolin v'yisirin habayin alav gomrim lo ha-kapara. So the Rambam is very careful to formulate gomrim lo ha-kapara. It's not that the yisirin, so to speak, are mechaper, but they're gomrim the kapara. And tshuva is the essential point. The olamein miskaper lo kapara gemura ad shivo alav yisirin v'elu nemaru. This is a pasuk in the context of Malchus Beis David, this week's parasha, Tassim Alach HaMelech, Ufakati B'Shevet Pisham, Uvinagoyim Avonam, B'medvar Marum B'Shalom Chilol As Hashem, B'Shah Sha'avar Al Mechal As Hashem, Afal P'Shah As Hatshuva, V'Yigia Yom HaKippurim, V'Omeid B'Tshuvasa. The Rambam again, which is a beautiful formulation, V'Hu Omeid B'Tshuvasa, right? The Tshuva continues to define that person's character. V'Alu Av Yisurim, Enu Miskaper Lo Kapara Gemura Ad Sheyamus. Ela tshuva v'yom ha-kipurin v'yisurin shlosh tantolin u'misa mechaperes. That's the gemar. Shenemar v'nigla v'osnei Hashem tzvakosim yichupar avon azel lachem ad musun. So obviously this is a very important passage about the gravity of chil Hashem. But the most important point to take away from the Rambam is that it would have been very easy for the Rambam to say, okay, you know what tshuva does? Tshuva takes care of mitzvah sase. But tshuva is not really that effective, because after all, for the lo sases, you need Yom Kippur, and for chamuros, you need yisurin, and for chil Hashem, you need misa. So how much does tshuva really do? So the Rambam gives you the opposite approach. He says, Bizman hazeh she'en sham beis hamikdash kayim, ve'en lanu mizbeach kapara, ein sham ela tshuva, tshuva mechaperes al kol averos. Sometimes it'll take long. Sometimes it'll take a person going through Yom Kippur. Sometimes it'll take a person going through Yisurin. Sometimes it'll take a person till the final day. But tshuva is, this is Hilchos tshuva, tshuva is ein sham ela tshuva. The Rambam wanted to project the power of tshuva And his affiliation with Shitas Chachamim, as opposed to Rabbi, that Itzumo Shel Yom HaKippur is only Mechaper in the context of Tshuva. So Tshuva continues to be the dominant element. So that again highlights for us what a Chiddush it was that we took a look at yesterday in the context of the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. And, you know, Tshuva is so foundational. But the Rambam does create what carve out the Mizbeach Kapara, the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, and the basic identity that a person has as a member of Klal Yisrael, the Chiper Bado, Bad Beso, Ba'ad Kol Kahal Yisrael, right? That is such a powerful form of identity that, as far as those Averos are concerned, right, the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol plus the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is able to accomplish something. Even the Shitas HaRambam, who's like, by the time you get to the end of Perek Aleph, you realize in Hilchos Tshuva how convinced the Rambam is about the essential nature of Tshuva. But there can be one carve-out that the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, the Mizbeach Kapar, as the Rambam calls it, even though it's Nasa Bachotz, is able to be Mechaper on the Averos HaKalos based on a person's basic identity as a member of the Kahal. For everything else, right, and Bizman Hazash, Shein Lanu Mizbeach Kapara, Ein Sham, Melo Tshuva. Tshuva is the dominant factor, sometimes B'Shaitan, sometimes Shalom B'Shaitan, the Rambam to get across, right, how Tshuva is what is absolutely dominant and dispositive in terms of a person's future.